Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Bob and Ray Show with Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding.
Were you on the phone when I came in?
Huh?
Were you on the telephone, man?
Text called in. The swim is all set to roll.
Oh, good. This is. And isn't it a beautiful day here in New York for Mary's swim, huh?
Couldn't be better, and boy, we certainly hope she makes it.
Well, we've been looking forward to this all week, friends. This
all projected summer, as a matter of fact.
That's right. And I think she's going to do it myself. My money's on Mary. I think she will.
Well, let's get to the business here, and then we'll get down to the swim in a moment.
Well, today we're announcing something that we've never had before, and that's a sale. See, we're overstocked on the Bob and Ray Little Pip Elbow Attachment, a handy gadget which allows you to rest your elbows on the table while eating without slipping.
Yes, friends, every Bob and Ray Little Pip non-slip elbow attachment must go regardless of our loss. We must clear our shelves to make way for fall merchandise. Our loss is your gain.
Now, this attachment is so simple, even a child can use it. When you sit down to the dinner table, you just fasten a little pip on each side of the dinner plate. It slips easily over the edge of the table, then rest an elbow into the patented suction pad, and you can eat an entire meal without your elbow slipping once.
If you're a follower of Emily Post and eat with only one elbow on the table, you may buy half a set of Little Pip elbow attachments. In other words, one. Think what a relief it will be to know that your elbow or elbows will remain securely on the table from soup to nuts.
Now, Mrs. Carrie Fanshawe of Herkimer, New York, writes, "Some weeks ago at dinner, my husband was eating a bowl of alphabet soup. I had just polished the table that morning, and when I noticed what was happening, it was too late to warn him. A moment later, my face was covered with soup from A to Z. The next day, I bought him one of your Little Pip non-slip elbow attachments, and I've been eating dry ever since."
And listen, friends, in order to make sure that we can clear off our shelves in order to make way for new fall goods, with each pair of Little Pip elbow non-slippers, we will include a Bob and Ray elbow bender. Now, remember that. And also, to be sure that you get your Bob and Ray non-slip elbow attachment, write at once to Crazy Bone, NBC, New York, and you'll receive your pair in a jiffy. Why not equip the entire family?
Why not equip the entire family? The patented suction pad will securely hold any elbow, whether it's pudgy, medium, or mostly skin. Write to Crazy Bone, spelled O-U-C-H-N-B-C, New York.
If it's a little pip, you can't slip.
We come to a musical offering here, a feature known as the Clinker of the Week. I believe it was on Tuesday that we heard the trio play Go,
just a
Go, Go.
Bob, I'll lower the microphone so as to pick up this famous Clinker of the Week.
During the rendition of Go, 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 Bill Bauer, our guitar player, and a very good one he is, too, was taking off on the second measure when we heard this clinker. Thank you, Bill.
Now we have it down permanently.
Now let's see if we can do a little bit better with the other two fellas on the feature number of the day.
Then off to the big swim with Mary McGill.
A lovely day today. Got the go-ahead from the control room, Ray, and the swim is all set to start.
Fine. Gee, I hope Mary makes it.
Too.
Well, then, let's call in our two special events announcers who will cover the epic occasion, Miss Magoon's attempted swim to Bedloe's Island here in New York.
Come in, Dwight Flipper and Alvin Fleiber.
Now, this is Dwight
Flipper of the Bob and Ray Special Events Department. I'm speaking from the pier here at the foot of New York City, from where, in a few minutes, a certain Mary Magoon is going to attempt to swim through New York Harbor to glory in Bedloe's Island, scene of the Statue of Liberty. Now, don't you know? And with me on this broadcast... Excuse me, sir, you're stepping on my line. With me here for a description of the swim from a vantage point halfway out on the course is Alvin Fleiber of the Bob and Ray Special Events Department. Before we continue, incidentally, Miss Magoon hasn't arrived on the scene as yet. I believe she will come in from the north side. Before we continue here, just to be sure our lines and auxiliary transmitters are in working order, let's call in Alvin. Alvin, with your earphones on, can you hear me?
This is Alvin Fleiber of the Bob and Ray Special Events Department hanging on to a bellboy here in the heart of New York Harbor. From my vantage point here, I can see the mainland, the portion of New York City, great metropolis known as the Battery. And a multitude of people gathered there, no doubt to wish this Miss Magoon well on her swim. There are several seagulls around the buoy here. The sea is comparatively calm, although there is a slight swell. I'm sort of swaying back and forth. Right now, Dwight, back there on the mainland, if you'll come in with a few words, I'll dig up some more color from my vantage point here. Get away.
This is Dwight Flipper of the Bob and Ray Special Events Department. Back here, fighting back the crowd. Before Miss Magoon arrives, incidentally, friends, I might make mention again that there is, as yet, no sign of Miss Magoon. You might be interested in hearing some of the comments from the crowd gathered here. Sir, I wonder, would you come over here? I hope I have enough microphone cord to reach you. What do you think of this projected swim of this Miss Magoon?
Huh?
I say, what do you think of the projected swim?
Well, I doubt very much if she'll make it. It's a long way to Bedloe's, and though I know she's been in training for several weeks, I've followed her stories in the papers.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that she'll...
Excuse me just a moment, sir. I'd like to get your opinions, but I see that Miss Magoon has just broken through the cordon of police here and is making her way toward our NBC microphone.
Let her through there, will you please? Get back here now.
Yes, let me through, please. Ooh, come on, Ted.
I'm coming, Mary. You fellas got that rowboat over there?
Miss Magoon will be here in a moment. She's attired in a rather old-style bathing suit, evidently some sort of insulation against the cold water.
It's chicken fat, Dwight. She's got chicken fat for insulation on there.
Yes, and it'll help me speed in the water, too.
I'm going to get into the rowboat, Mary. I'll be right back.
As I understand it, Miss Magoon, Tex, you're the manager.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Mary, you are all set to go along. Is that right?
Yes. You see, Tex will be paddling up in front of me, setting the course while I swim along. And he'll be clearing away the lemon peels and the grapefruit halves and wax paper with jelly on it.
Hello, Dwight. Can I take it a minute? Something's breaking out here.
Something's breaking at our second vantage point, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Alvin, come on in.
This is Alvin Fleiber of the Bob and Ray Special Events Department here on a bellbuoy in New York Harbor. Sorry to take it away like that, Dwight. But the band, which I understand is to accompany Miss Magoon on her swim and which is set up on a bait barge, is just about alongside, and I think if we turn our microphone toward them, we can pick up some of that fine music which they have been prepared to play. I see the conductor has the baton in his hand and is about to give the downbeat to the music, which there I think you can hear it now. This is a special orchestra, as I understand it, hired for the occasion by Miss Magoon's manager, Tex, and conducted by a Mr. Phil Dal Spilney. They're playing a type of music which is generally used in movie swim sequences, somewhat like Esther Williams might swim to, only a bit different.
Excuse me, Alvin, for butting in.
It's all right, Dwight. Go ahead. I was just describing the orchestra out here. Get away.
Yes, we're back here at the starting point of today's event. I've lined up Miss Magoon, the star of the day, and her manager, Tex, as well. Miss Magoon, could you tell us a little of your feelings as you begin this this great swim?
Well, she's not a bit nervous, I'll say that for her.
I'm ready to go, and as I say, I've been in training now for the past 4 or 5 weeks.
Any particular style you're going to use in swimming, Mary?
Mostly the Australian crawl, and I hope to do it before sundown. That's all I can say.
Well, I know you're going to do it.
And I'm a little nervous.
Dwight, I don't like to have Mary talk too much because she has a lot on her mind and has a big test ahead of her.
I understand that, Tex. So, all right, Mary, you can go right along then. I guess everything will be all right.
I'm going down and get into the rowboat, Mary.
All set now. Well, on behalf of Bob and Ray, let me, Dwight Flerfer of the Special Events Department, wish you all, both of you, all the luck in the world. And will you folks please get back, please?
Give her a little. Back now. Give him a little. Give the little lady a chance now.
Thank you, officer.
You're going to dive in, Mary?
Just a minute, Tex. I'll be right there.
This is Alvin Flaber on the Bellboy in New York Harbor, where I can't see anything yet.
Not now, Alvin. She's all set to jump. Miss McGoohan has walked to the edge of the pier here. She's tensing her muscles, looking around, smiling at the crowd, all of which is wholeheartedly with her.
Want to jump, you yellow or something?
And there she goes. She's in. At exactly 5:56 New York time, the swim to Bedloe's Island by this hitherto unknown athlete has begun. She hasn't come up as yet. Off toward the right over there, about 25 feet away, Miss McGoon's manager, Tex, is paddling the rowboat furiously, undoubtedly to get a little start on her. There's no sign of her yet. Evidently, this is some plan of delaying surfacing or something.
This is Alvin Flavor on a bellboy in New York Harbor.
Not now, Alvin. Here she is. Miss McGoon has surfaced. She looks in good shape, all right.
Come on, Mary. Let's get going.
That's the voice of Tex, her manager, that you may have heard that, friends. He's now offshore about 75 feet and making good time. Miss McGoon seems to be in some sort of trouble, however, out there. When I say out there, I mean right below the pier, because she hasn't made any headway as yet. She's looking up here at the crowd. She's smiling. And, of course, the crowd's with her, as I said.
Come on up there.
She's calling to the officials here on the dock.
What is it, lady?
Somebody go get Tex. Look at him. He's drifting out to sea.
Miss McGoon's manager friends in the rowboat, which was to have set the course, seems to have been caught in an outgoing tidal current.
Get me out of here, boys. Pull me out. I'll make the swim later. Go after Tex.
This is Alvin Flavor on a bellboy in New York Harbor.
They're preparing to pull Miss McGoon from the water now. Evidently, the swim is off for now, at least until Tex can be retrieved. As I speak to you, he's heading for the open sea. So, until there's anything further to report, we'll return you now to Bob and Ray at the studio.
Back here.
Oh.
Isn't that a terrible situation?
What's happened now?
Tex is drifting out to sea on a mysterious tidal current.
Oh, this is terrible. And poor Mary never made the swim. She never got beyond the pier where
well,
she started.
You've got to give her credit for having thought of Tex first. She
well,
didn't think of herself. She didn't think of the glory. All she was thinking about was that the entire party returned safe. And I think that we owe a vote of thanks to her. I hope she makes it later today.
Bob, I'm quite concerned about Tex, actually. You know, a rowboat and... in the
ocean. Has he ever been in a rowboat before?
I didn't think to ask. I never thought. Of course, it's actually none of our business, but I'm afraid it's so long to Tex.
Well, that's a...
Does the Coast Guard
terrible,
up
sad
and down
way to end a week. Yeah, the Coast Guard will get him, I'm sure.
Oh, that's a shame. Poor Tex. He's a nice fellow.
I'd hope that by this time tonight we'd be able to announce that she had made it.
Well, friends, we'll have Mary on as soon as possible. And she can give us the full story.
Oh, there's nothing to worry about.
Right now,
about,
we're all
friend.
Pretty broken up about
we
it.
We are
actually.
A little bit, but.
It didn't work out like we had.
We'll get them all back. And we'll be back here again on Monday. Don't
ours
you worry
was pretty
about.
Bad.
Well, this has been an awful hectic day, hasn't it?
This has been a hectic day, Bob, and I think we'd better be going.
Well, okay. We'll see you folks Monday at the same time, though, won't we?
You'll see me, Bob, and don't know about the rest of them, though.
We're here every day, Monday through Friday, with Bob and Ray. So until next time, so long from Bob Elliott and Ray Gouldie. Bob and Ray came to you through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.